The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will decide by early December whether to list the monarch butterfly under the Endangered Species Act. Wildlife experts say the iconic monarch has cultural as well as ecological value, and they're encouraging people to get involved in helping the butterflies during their migration. There are two routes the monarchs take in the fall, from Canada to Mexico, one over the central U.S. and the other over western states, including Montana. The National Wildlife Federation's Mary Phillips says the numbers are down for both groups, but are especially alarming in the West.
Right now, the count is down to 233,000 butterflies across more than 200 sites in the Western area. So the urgency around this is really intensified.
The monarch butterfly population has declined by 90% over the past two decades. Phillips says in addition to its cultural significance in Mexico, the monarch is also critically important to the world's ecosystems, and protecting its habitat is key to the butterfly's future. Beyond their sheer beauty and complex migration abilities, Phillips says the iconic monarchs could presage the future for other critical pollinators, so keeping them off the endangered list is critical.
They're kind of the canary in the coal mine, if you will, that have really flagged the significant effort of habitat loss, climate change, and overall ecological ramifications.
Phillips says backyard gardeners can help the butterfly by planting milkweed in yards and gardens, as well as asters and goldenrod species that provide nectar stopovers for the monarchs on their long migration to Mexico. I'm Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.